This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is Glow in the Dark Radio, the science fiction podcast, and I'm your host, your writer, and your reader, Mike Luoma. I've got another chapter in my work in progress, my version of Alibi Jones and the Star Seeds of Earth that we've been going chapter by chapter through, beginning last month, January. Got an extra day in February. This is the 29th, leap day. Making the most of it, I guess. I don't know. But I do have Chapter 12 on the way of Alibi Jones and the Star Seeds of Earth. And I have an announcement about that title, too, in just a minute or two here. But Alibi Jones is making his way down a mountainside, and he has been. He found his way back into the town, only to discover safe troopers milling about near his park travel cube. His means of escape. So he's got to see if he can wait them out or sneak by them, or maybe he'll have to change his plans entirely. We'll find out. We have a kind of a short chapter, but still. Brand new chapter on the way. Chapter 12 of Alibi Jones and the Star Seeds of Earth. A little bit of news first. There's going to be a sale beginning tomorrow. Well, depending on when you read this, it could be going. March 1st through the 7th at smashwords.com. I have all my books there, and they're available in all ebook formats. Smashwords, like smashwords.com. It's Read and Ebook Week, and the Read and Ebook Week sale is on. All my books are 50% off, March 1st through the 7th. Most novels are 99 cents. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy will be $2. The Alibi Omnibus is $2.50. And because the Time War, Alibi Jones, and the Time War of the Devrisium, because that's just 99, I'm going to make that free for the month. So that's the Read and Ebook Week sale happening at smashwords.com. All my books, 50% off, March 1st through the 7th. And I did mention I have an announcement about the title of the book. I'm going to shorten it. I'm going to take off the Alibi Jones and just go with The Star Seeds of Earth. Still part of the Alibi Jones adventures, The Adventures of Alibi Jones. But now it's just going to be called The Star Seeds of Earth. And I do believe I've finalized the cover art. I think I'm going to go with that kind of Egyptian motif with some starry letters on top. I don't know, I finished that yesterday and it just kind of looked good to me and I'm happy with it. So we'll see what happens. What do you think? That's it. The new title is out there. The new cover is out. And we are heading towards the release date, May 22nd. Coming out on Memorial Day weekend. The Star Seeds of Earth. Want to remind you, if you can, and you are so inclined, please support this podcast by becoming a patron on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. You can become a patron for $2, $5, or $10 a month. And you get different things at those different tiers. And all my patrons get stuff ahead of time and cool exclusives too. Like, I gave away this chapter back on Wednesday night, I think it was, or Thursday night. Well, a couple nights ago anyway. Just to patrons, they got it ahead of time. They also got to see what the new cover was going to look like ahead of time. So there's lots of good reasons to become a patron. Plus, you support these efforts, help to pay for the hosting costs and all the rest. So again, the place to go to become a patron is patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And for those who are already patrons, I thank you very much. And I do hope you're enjoying the extra early and exclusive stuff. All right, we have Chapter 12 of The Starseeds of Earth coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio. But first, there is a science fiction series you should check out. I'm talking about Paul Cooley and the Derelict Saga, beginning with Derelict Marines. Let him tell you about it.
50 years ago, Mira, humankind's last hope to find new resources, departed the solar system. 7 years into her mission, she disappeared. She has returned. SNR Black, a Sol Federation Marine Corps vessel, is sent to retrieve her from certain destruction in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto. What they find will change humankind forever. From Parsec Award-winning author Paul E. Cooley, Derelict, Marines, Part 1 of the Derelict Saga, combines military sci-fi, space opera, mystery, and suspense to create a journey you won't forget. Podcast available at shadowpublications.com. Paperback and ebook available from amazon.com. Some mysteries shouldn't be solved.
And now here's Chapter 12. Of the Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Man, I do not get any breaks. Alibi stayed hidden in the trees at the edge of the woods. He craned his neck to see if his travel cube was one of the ones still parked at the travel hub. It was. But now, of course, it was two cubes away from the safe mobile HQ unit. Alibi saw two Sekta with the safe troopers. They're down here? It seemed the Greater Ta now had a presence on Earth. Not good. Alibi stayed in his tree cover and watched, waiting for a chance to sneak up to his cube. The day began to fade. As early dusk set in, Alibi sighed. He'd watched the place all afternoon. The safe troopers and Sekta hadn't budged. Their ships were still above the mountain, scanning for him. He thought his new friend, the Archmage, might be creating some kind of diversion. But there's no telling how much longer they'll be distracted. Gotta move. Alibi left the trees and sauntered down the road, trying to think himself invisible and innocent. Nothing to see here. He walked up to his travel cube, with his head low, and turned away, ignoring the Sekta standing next to it. He didn't know what else to do. Alibi didn't know if they needed to eat or go to the bathroom, but this one didn't seem to. The same one had been standing there all day. The alien hissed after he'd walked past it. A translator mounted on the front of its carapace spoke to Alibi.
"What are you doing?" it asked. "Human?"
"Going home," Alibi said, still deliberately not looking at it. He left the phrase hanging, unfinished, and punched the access code into the door of the cube. It popped ajar with a quick breath of cool air. Alibi lifted the door fully open and climbed inside the cube. "Alien?" he said, completing his response as he closed the door. The Sekta began toddling over towards the travel cube. "Logan, now!" Alibi commanded as he sat down. The cube backed out of the parking space past the Sekta. It rolled out onto the road. Alibi felt the lifters kick on, and the cube floated up off the pavement. Then it shot down the road at high speed, with Alibi safe inside.
1 hour to Logan Spaceport facility,
the cube informed him. The cube would hug the old ground transport roads until he reached a main thoroughfare, where it could pop up into the transport stream and maybe string up with other cubes heading in the same direction. Alibi paid the extra for visuals, and a heads-up display appeared, showing the road around him. The way ahead looked relatively clear, a few other cubes zipping along with his. He toggled through the display's available views. No one following, at least not that he could see on the cube's viewer. Nothing overhead, either. Yet. Here's hoping for a clean getaway. Don't know if I'm that lucky. Keep trying to think myself invisible. You don't see me. I'm not really here. I've tried this before. Maybe the Archmage's gift will help it work this time. He kept a virtual watch over his shoulder throughout the entire hour-long ride. Whatever the cause, Alibi made it to Logan and back to the rented two-man jump ship finder contracted for him without interference. He'd apparently left the safe and their alien friends up on the mountain, looking for him. Alibi Jones didn't truly relax, however, until he'd gotten his transspace jump point clearance and queued the jump ship up behind three commercial vessels waiting their turns. If the safe had figured out where he was, they would have been on him by now. He started to breathe a little easier. Goddamn, he let out with a sigh as the ship shifted into transspace. The anxious knot in his chest began loosening, until the comm showed him all the messages waiting for him, from Finder. Ah, fuck, Finder. He still knows where I am. No escaping him, not yet. Shit, given his gift, can he always find me? The comm lit up as he exited transpace, near the hornet's nest. It was Finder, trying again.
Jones, you get it?
He asked as Alibi opened the connection. Hi, good to see you too. No, it wasn't where we thought it was, Finder, he said. The one that had been there was used up a long time ago.
How do you know that? What about those readings?
I ran into the energy remnant of one of the ancient enemy, Alibi told him. That's what my readings picked up. I think it used the starseed to stay alive all this time. It was in a kind of suspended animation, waiting for something.
Are you sure it wasn't lying to you?
Yeah, Alibi said. It had no reason to. Besides, it was clearly what my readings were picking up.
Fuck!
Finder shouted at him through the screen.
I need you to find a fucking starseed, Jones!
He cut the connection. Well, that was perfectly reasonable, Alibi said to himself. Because, of course, it's not like I've been looking for the last 4 or 5 months. Oh, wait, I have. And I'll hear about that, I'm sure, from Aunt Anita after I land. Another lecture. She doesn't admit to or even see her own weaknesses. Never noticed that when I was younger. Why would I? Kids think their moms are all powerful goddesses of life. Just have to brace myself. Open a comm channel to the hornet's nest, Alibi commanded the jump ship. Let them know I'm coming home. That was Chapter 12 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now, Alibi Jones heading back to the hornet's nest. Seems like he's gotten away clean this time. Of course, he's still got Finder on his ass, but you know.
I want my starseed, Jones!
He's like an evil Tommy Chong a little bit. I don't know. Finder's kind of fun. And kind of evil. Stefan, as we know now. Well, that was one of his other aliases, anyway. Hey, you gotta keep up. That was in Alibi Jones and the Christmas present. Alibi Jones' Christmas present. A little-known connection between BC and Finder. Yeah. Don't tell me you missed that. You better pick it up. If you don't read comics, you can always get it in the Six Short Stories collection. Speaking of, if you want to get any of my books as ebooks, Read an Ebook Week sale is underway, starting on March 1st at smashwords.com, and all my books are 50% off. That's March 1st through the 7th. Most of my novels, 99 cents. Vatican Assassin Trilogy, $2. The Alibi Omnibus for $2.50. The Time War, free. Again, smashwords.com for the Read and Ebook Week sale. And just look me up, or follow the link in the show notes. And again, a new title for the book, The Star Seeds of Earth. Shortening it down. Please, if you can, support this podcast and all my science fiction efforts by becoming a patron on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio and pledge at $2, $5, or $10 a month to help support the podcast and my science fiction. And get all kinds of cool free stuff, early stuff, and exclusive stuff just because you're a patron. And again, the place to go to sign up, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Well, next week we're going to do something a little bit different. Got some feedback as I've been rewriting the book that some of the scenes between Hap and Ruth, the early scene that we had, seemed to make Hap too crazy too early, if you will. So I've actually rewritten an earlier scene that now is in the book that you didn't hear yet. So next time around, next week, I'm going to read you that new earlier chapter that is now earlier in the book. And then I'll read you the rewritten chapter that features the stuff you've heard before as part of that massive chapter one I did. When I was thinking I was going to have massive chapters for some reason. I don't know what I was thinking. I think I was just thinking, let's just start doing this thing. But yes, I've wised up, but yeah. Two chapters next week because I've rewritten a chapter, and I've written a new chapter that is now earlier than where we are at in the novel, if that makes sense. So I hope you'll be back for that. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.